Hello there, this is Ken Study Journey Audio Articles. Going back to school 2022, what's to prepare for your new A-level year? I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student. Welcome aboard Ken Study Journey Productive and Diligent Study Pathway and Train. The summer vacation is arriving at the terminal, and the new school year is coming soon. It's time to make preparations for your future study. Before going back to school, you need to prepare your stationaries, study plan and goals, planning apps, books, study habits, and apartment decorations. You need to make preparations as soon as possible. Once the semester and year is started, you will not be able to start over. Today, I'm going to tell you some preparations you will need to do for your next academic year. Let's jump in. The first thing you will need to prepare is stationaries, including pens, pencils, rulers, highlighters, compasses, projectors, notebooks, and folders. When I'm studying AS and A-level, I have been using my grid notebooks for various subjects. In a grid, I can determine the font size and write tidily. The vertical lines are helpful to align the text to the left, so I really recommend it for students to take tidy notes. I can draw some images, such as the axis in mathematics 9709 and apparatus in chemistry 9701 accurately in a short time within the grid. At the beginning of the A-level study, I also designed some knowledgeable covers for each notebook with some relevant IGCSE knowledge. Another important tool I have been using is my zipper folders. Your homework and other paper materials can be messy, so you need some folders to categorize them by subjects. As well as your notebook cover, you also can stick some labels with subject names and syllabus codes, like 9709, or make and stick some covers with some paper. I used to have folders with buttons, but the files inside can be dropped out sometimes, and the folders can be broken by sharp objects. So using the folders with zippers can avoid this situation. The only way to take out the files from the folder is to slide the zipper to open it. The second thing is to set your study plan and goals. If you have set your goals, you will be motivated to study diligently to achieve them. I have been setting and upgrading my daily goals since 2020 when I was in junior high school, which has motivated me to have achievements and overtake others. For example, according to my goals, I need to read books for 15 minutes and one chapter, remember 10 English words, speak and write English for hundreds of sentences, and so on. You can write down your goals on a piece of paper or your notes app and achieve them every day. You can start your goals with a smallest amount like 1 at first, then you can upgrade them afterwards according to your achievement rates. After you have set your daily goals, you will need to take action and track your status, or they will not be useful. In order to ensure that I can achieve my daily goals, I have been using my daily goals checklist since 2020. You can draw a table on a piece of paper or your notes app, including dates and your goals. At the end of each day before sleeping, you can mark ticks and crosses on the table. As well as your daily goals, you can also set some final goals. This includes monthly and yearly goals, as well as goals for this semester. For example, your final goals can be passing some exams, winning prizes in competitions, and so on. Recently, I have made some updates and amendments to my goals. In the previous years, I have just improved my results in IGCSE, AS level, and IELTS standardized exams to get more A stars. I didn't study well in the past, so I must improve such scores and overtake others firstly. After making such improvements, I will have more time to practice for competitions. I will practice for USACO competitions, IELTS exams, and some admission tests. So one of my final goals for this academic year will be getting higher credits from competitions. The final goals can be split into hundreds of daily parts. So one of my new daily goals will be practicing at least one USSO question every day at school. The third essential is some planning apps. In order to improve your time management skills, you also need to have some apps that can help you manage your study plans, projects, events, and so on. The first one is the Study Planner web-based app I have programmed. Since I'm a computer science student with programming skills, I have made my website and the planner app to solve my planning difficulties. My study planner contains daily goals checklist with monthly summaries, projects and events managers, schedules and lessons managers, and checklists. An important feature is that the planner shows how many days are left until the next exam or event on its homepage. The boxes will turn orange when there are less than 7 days left and turn red when there are less than 3 days left. Another one is that it tells you what your next lesson is based on your schedule. If you are interested in, you can sign up for free and start making your study plans. You can go to www.kenstudyjourney.com/planner to learn more or sign up for completely free. Another useful planning app is called Notion, which is recommended by many studying YouTube channels that I have been watching. I haven't set up this app yet because I was very busy recently, so I don't know much information about it. It is an integrated and customizable app that you can create your lists, schedules, calendar, and add other widgets. I will use both apps because they both have some features that do not exist in each other. The next thing is to form some study habits. Only with some great study habits and systems can you achieve your goals and have great academic performances. You need to complete your daily goals, keep your study space and storage tidy, create task lists, utilize your free time, and not procrastinate and leave many tasks until deadlines. I have told you that you need to complete your daily goals before, so the first thing is to keep everything tidy. There are many things that you need to tidy up, including your bags, desks, bookshelves, bedrooms, lockers, and desktops on your computer, phone, and iPad. First, you need to tidy up your bookshelf. You can put different types of books, folders, and paper documents in different locations on your bookshelf. You also can stick some labels for different categories. If you want to learn more, you can go to www.kenstudyjourney.com/bedroom-tour to see my full bedroom layout. Then is your desks. If your desks are messy, you will have limited study space. So I put useless items away from my desk and on my bookshelves, and then put relevant items in the corner of my desk. For example, during the AO exam season, I put my past papers, pens and a calculator in the center of my desk wherever I study. Other items such as my laptop, drink, and other books are put in the corners. The last thing you need to tidy up is the files and desktop on your computer, phone, and iPad. Your files on your computers and apps on your phones and iPad can also be messy, and so as is your paper documents. So you also need to create some folders on your computer and categorize your files. If you are using your computer desktop to store files, you can put similar items together and reserve some spaces for your desktop background, which is usually in the middle. If you are using Apple Mac computers, you can also create some text with different colors and add them to your files and folders. For example, I store my files on my iCloud Drive using the Apple ecosystem, in which the files are synchronized among my devices. In my drive, there are three folders: study, personal, and web server files for programming and local server use. As well as your files, you also need to organize the icons and widgets on your phone and iPad. On later iOS and iPadOS, you can add widgets directly on your home screen, which is similar to Android phones. For example, I put my daily apps on my iPhone's first two screens, study apps on the third screen, and social media and news on the last screen. On iOS and iPadOS 15, I also disable the last screen with all distracting apps in some focus modes. Now I'm going to give you a tip. On iOS and iPadOS, you can drag one app icon onto another app icon to create a folder. Then you can drag more app icons to the folders. After organizing my phone home screens, I also organize the mousepad and dock on my Mac computers. If you are using computers with Windows 8, 8.1, 10, or 11, you can organize the tiles in the Start menu as well as the taskbar. Another useful study habit is to create some daily task lists. Some people call it calendar blocking. By creating a task list for the day, you will only do the things you need to do to avoid distractions. I have been using this methodology for almost a year, which has significantly improved my productivity. Setting up the task list is not a difficult task. You just need a piece of paper or your notes app to write down the task to do later. You need to write down the time ranges and then allocate your tasks. You can make your tomorrow's task list at the end of the day before sleeping. Before a semester, you can also make some desktop backgrounds for your computers, iPad, and phone. This can create motivation on your study journey. For example, you can write how many A stars you want to get, what schools you want to apply, your final goals, study habits reminders, and so on. You can use Photoshop, PowerPoint, Keynote, Word, and Pages with screenshots to make your images. The last thing to prepare is your apartment decorations. If you are living in an apartment which allows decorations, you can prepare for it now, as you will be productive with such items in your bedroom. You can buy some fairy lights, rattans, clocks, lamps, perfumes, boards, stickers, bookshelves, and so on. For example, in my previous apartment, I used a bookshelf, a pinboard, and some great study habits posters, and so on. These are my recommendations of some preparations you need to do before your new A-level semester and academic year. I hope you can study productively and diligently with my suggestions. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website www.kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on www.kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. If you have any questions or need help, or if you can't understand my articles, feel free to contact me and I'm here to help you. See you at the next article. Bye!